Are younger people more or less likely to get COVID-19? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Barbara Romaine, associate professor of psychology at Touro College, examines the data.
Studies in the early days of the pandemic suggested that teenagers were not particularly susceptible to getting COVID-19. But research since then has had mixed results, with some studies showing equal rates of infection among all age groups and others showing susceptibility increasing with age. But many of these results may have been affected by lockdowns and school closures, limiting the activity of young people, as well as limited testing. Last summer presented an ideal situation to test whether young people were less likely to get COVID-19. There was a general easing of restrictions, and teens were on summer break and more likely to socialize. We examined data from states that were experiencing a surge in cases and compared rates among teens and young adults up to age 24, with adults 60 and older. In six states that had surges, the prevalence of COVID-19 in teens and youth was actually greater than the prevalence in older adults. For example, in Florida and Utah, 2.2% of the population of 15 to 24-year-olds were infected, compared to 1.1% of the population of adults 65 and older. So the percentage of 15 to 24-year-olds infected was double the percentage of adults 65 and older infected. The study does not show that young people are more susceptible to the virus than older adults, but it does suggest that they may expose themselves more to it and are not particularly protected from it. Young people are less concerned with getting sick and less likely to curtail their socializing. We need to have better messaging aimed at young people because they are likely to get COVID-19, and when they do, they become carriers of the virus. In addition, we need to think about these results when making decisions about reopening schools and the importance of wearing masks and social distancing in school settings.
That was Barbara Romaine of Touro College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.